recording now. All right, it's official. All right, so this morning, we're going to be looking at just a very small part of a rather lengthy farewell speech that Jesus gave to his disciples. So, Jesus had and his disciples, they had just finished their last meal together. So then Jesus gets up, does something that the disciples never would have expected a rabbi to do. And he washes their feet like a servant. And then after that, he exposes that Judas, one of the disciples, one of their friends, would actually betray Jesus and lead Jesus' killers to him. And then after that, he tells Peter, another disciple, kind of the leader of the disciples in some ways, that he's going to actually deny even knowing Jesus three times in just the next few hours, all for an attempt just to try to save his own neck. And throughout all of this, Jesus is telling his disciples, his friends, they're coming to get me. They're going to take me, and they're going to kill me. So this was it. After 3 years together, and after experiencing so much, and seeing so much of what Jesus did, and learning from him, they're realizing that their time together is drawing to a brutal and violent close. This is all a dinner conversation. So it's a pretty intense dinner conversation, isn't it? Their teacher, their friend, and their Lord is telling them that he must now go and die. And he tries a couple of times in the midst of all this, telling them that God is not abandoning them. In chapter 14 of John, Jesus tells them that the Father will send you another helper to be with you forever. Then in 16, he mentions the helper again. He says, "It's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you." So that's the conversation that they've had so far at this meal. And this leads us to this morning's reading. When Jesus says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." You think? How could the disciples be taking in anything that Jesus is saying at this point? They would have been so scared. And he's possibly angry and confused. I'm sure they were just emotional wrecks at this point. But nevertheless, the disciples were at least able to take in what Jesus said next about the helper. He said, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come." It's just like when Jesus said in chapter 12 of John, "For I did not speak on my own, but the Father who has sent me commanded me to say to you all that I have spoken." So the Holy Spirit will continue to convey God the Father's words to Jesus' disciples. The Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. He will glorify Jesus, and he will take what is his and declare it to you. And it's through this, through Jesus dying and sending the Holy Spirit to declare to Jesus' disciples all that he had said and done and is, that we now have the New Testament. Because of the Spirit of truth, they could recall what Jesus said, have a clear understanding of what he said. So now we have everything that God needs to say to us right here before us. So let's draw your attention again to verse 7 when Jesus said, "It's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you." The Bible, in many ways, is the helper. These are the words that he inspired and spoke. These are the words that have radically redirected the course of humanity and have given us the hope for what's to come. These are the words that have transformed our world. Civilization as we know it would look drastically different if these words were never spoken and written down. The Bible truly is the most important thing that we have. It's the Word of God spoken to us. In the early days of my Christian faith, I became a follower when I was 16. And I would pray a lot. And I would ask God a lot of questions, which were searching for just a simple yes or no answer. You know, when I was 16, prayers would be like, Lord, should I date this girl? Really, Lord, can I please date that girl? But it's prayers like that, like, Lord, should I do this, that, or the other? And that's what I thought it meant to be a follower of Jesus. I thought I was given a God that would speak directly to me, clearly, and with these concrete black and white answers just to guide me through life. And when I gave my life to Jesus, I thought I was being given this all-powerful magic eight ball, pretty much. I thought I could pray and cast my request out there and get a response back, like, yes, no, maybe, try again later. And I went on like this for probably way too long. I'm a bit slow of a learner there. But until eventually I just got fed up with not hearing from God. I'd pray, wait for a response, nothing. And pray, and think, well, maybe I heard something. But you know, you're just never quite sure. Was that God, or is that just something I want God to say? And I'm not saying that God can't speak to us directly like that. I believe he can and he does. I mean, he's God. He's the creator of heaven and earth. He can pretty much do whatever he wants. And the Bible's full of stories of God communicating clearly to people in this way. So why couldn't he still do it today? But after years of being just frustrated, of just praying, and wanting a clear answer, clear response from God, I've never heard God speak to me so clearly as when I began to read his word. I know the Bible is intimidating. It's old. Older than Shakespeare. Shakespeare's intimidating, right? And it comes from a culture, or several cultures, that are just vastly different than our own. We're never going to understand it all. And a lot of it's going to even contradict our view of what we believe God is like. It's not an easy book to read, even if you love reading. But if God speaks to us, why do we expect it to be something easy to swallow and comprehend? It's not going to be. But we have been given the Helper. The one that inspired the Word of God was sent to us to help us hear the Word of God. So I want to encourage you to prayerfully read the story of that last meal that Jesus had with his disciples, beginning in John 13. Just start there. If you've struggled just picking up the Bible, you just want to read the Bible, and it seems like an odd place to start. Usually we want to start at the beginning. You can. But start at John 13. I recommend it. And just that last meal and this conversation that he had with his disciples. And read these words slowly and prayerfully. And ask the Holy Spirit, the Helper, to help you hear what is being said through his words. So if there's anyone here, it just feels like I would like to get a start in reading the Bible, but I just struggle with it. Like, please, I can't promise you I'll help, but I'll tell you what I do. But please, just talk to me afterwards. Because it really is the most important thing that God has ever given to us is His Word. And it's such an easy thing for us just to ignore and neglect because it's intimidating. So let's pray. Lord, I'm just going to pray pretty much the same prayer I did before we started this sermon. Thank you for giving us your word. And thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to help us hear your word. So Lord, please, give us those opportunities of just time to just sit in your word. And soften our hearts that we can be transformed by it. Amen.